Narrated Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, Abu Talha said to Umm Sulaym, I have heard the voice of Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, which was feeble, and I think that he is hungry. Have you got something to eat? She took out some loaves of barley bread, then took her face covering sheet and wrapped the bread in part of it, and pushed it under my garment and turned the rest of it around my body and sent me to Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. I went with that and found Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, in the mosque with some people. I stood up near them, and Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, asked me, Have you been sent by Abu Talha? I said, Yes. He asked, With some food for us? I said, Yes. Then Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said to all those who were with him, Get up. He set out, and all the people accompanied him, and I proceeded ahead of them till I came to Abu Talha. Abu Talha then said, O Umm Sulaym, Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, has arrived along with the people, and we do not have food enough to feed them all. She said, Allah and his messenger know better. So Abu Talha went out till he met Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. Then Abu Talha and Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, came and entered the house. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said, Umm Sulaym, bring whatever you have. She brought that very bread. The Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered that it be crushed into small pieces, and Umm Sulaym pressed a skin of butter on it. Then Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said whatever Allah wished him to say to bless the food, and then added, Admit 10 men. So they were admitted, ate their fill, and went out. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then said, Admit 10 more. They were admitted, ate their fill, and went out. He then again said, Admit 10 more. They were admitted, ate their fill, and went out. He admitted 10 more, and so all those people ate their fill, and they were 80 men.